Disability, which makes reading, holding a book, or turning a page difficult or impossible. The content is copyrighted by the respective publishers. For more information, please visit us on the web at nfradioreading.org. Hi, this is Nick, and for the next few minutes, I'll be reading from the day's newspaper comics in the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. We begin as always on this Thursday, July 30th, 2026, with High and Lois. Lois says to the kids, "Did you set the table like I asked?"
"Eating outside shouldn't be so formal," says Dot. "It's self-serve."
Is the outside, they just have a stack of the plates, silverware in a cup, and a stack of napkins. I think that's a solid plan. "Zits," Dad says to Jeremy's on the couch. "So I stopped by Pipkin's on the way home, and noticed they have a job opening for a stock boy."
"Oh, wow, really?"
As later, he says to Pierce. Jeremy says to Pierce,
"Apparently my dad is considering getting a second job."
"I admire his generation," says Pierce. Blondie. Blondie said, sitting next to Dagwood in their chairs.
"Sweetheart, have I ever apologized for commenting on your fondness for online shopping?"
"Not that I can recall, honey."
"Well, I am sorry, and obviously I was only teasing you."
"Your belated apology is accepted."
"Oh, that reminds me. Did you know that you can order personalized golf tees in your school's colors?"
Beetle Bailey. Sarge is leaping into the pond where Beetle is. "Ready or not, here I come!" As there's a large splash. "When I was a kid, I did cannibals off the high dive."
"Big surprise," says Beetle, who's soaked from just the splash.
"Hagar the Horrible," Helga says to Hagar. He's eaten.
"What made you think that eating the entire cake was a good idea?"
"I trusted my gut." Break of day. We see a couple sealants sitting on the couch watching a nature documentary about seals. "Wild seals look nothing like us." Family Circus. Jeffy comes running to Dad in the weeds.
"Whenever I'm in those weeds, it starts raining in my eyes."
And Barney Google and Snuffy Smith. Snuffy's coming from Granny Creeps as Loki's walking towards it.
"Turn around, Loki. Granny Creeps ain't cooking up no potions today. She said it's too dang hot."
As we see, Granny Creeps is in an ice bath in her cauldron. You have been listening to a reading of the day's newspaper comics in the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Thanks for listening.